Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic rival Elizabeth Warren are crisscrossing the state on the final weekend of the election campaign. In a moment, we'll hear about Warren, but first, WBUR's Fred Tice is following the Brown campaign.
Scott Brown began his day on Cape Cod at a charity walk in Hyannis and a breakfast in Dennis. Then it was on to Plymouth, where dozens of enthusiastic people overflowed from a pavilion at Plymouth Plantation. As Brown stepped outside to get back onto his tour bus, people crowded around him. It was almost as if they didn't want him to leave. Then it was on to Fall River. At a later stop in Taunton, another enthusiastic crowd awaited. Brown tried to set up a contrast between himself and Elizabeth Warren.
You didn't send me down there to be a partisan ideologue. You sent me down there to be a problem solver. If you want a partisan ideologue, you can send the other person down there, okay?
He brought up another point on which he's tried to establish a difference between Warren, who moved to Massachusetts 17 years ago, and himself.
As you know, I'm from here. I've been here since I was one. I went to high school.
And he finished with a review from his perspective of what Warren's campaign has been all about.
You know what the difference between my opponent and me is? Us versus them. Has and have nots. Men versus women. Rich versus poor. What about like in the middle? How about like, hey, let's go have a beer, sit down, have a pizza, and let's work out things together. Okay.
Brown finished his day with a rally in Worcester. His travels took him from Cape Towns, where he won easily 2 years ago, to Plymouth and Taunton, strongholds of support for him, to Worcester, a city he lost in 2010, though he won every town in the surrounding area. The crowds may not have been as big as they were 2 years ago, but they were as enthusiastic. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice with the Scott Brown campaign.
And I'm Steve Brown with the Warren campaign.
Are you fired up? You ready to go? All right.
In Springfield, Boston, and Lawrence, Governor Deval Patrick warmed up already enthusiastic audiences made up of diehard Elizabeth Warren supporters. The main message to the faithful this weekend is to keep on canvassing to ensure friends and neighbors also make it out to the polls. That message was amplified by Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis.
Elizabeth Warren will never, ever give up. She will never, ever let you down. You can depend on her. She will look out for all of us. Go out and vote like you never, ever voted before. Vote for Barack Obama and vote for Elizabeth Warren, Senator to the United States Senate. Elizabeth Warren!
Warren's campaign is banking on an effective get-out-the-vote effort. Senior campaign advisor Doug Rubin says they have built on the grassroots successes of Deval Patrick's campaigns.
And I actually think that Elizabeth's effort is even bigger than that. We've got thousands of people around the state who've been working for over a year, talking to their friends and neighbors, and now focused on identifying and getting people out to the polls on Tuesday.
In the parking lot of a steelworkers union hall in Auburn, the candidate herself made a personal appeal to several hundred supporters not to let their guard down.
So are you ready to get out there? We got 4 days. Are you ready to knock on doors, make the phone calls, make the plans to get to yourself to vote, your family members to vote, your friends to vote, your neighbors to vote? Remember, it's about persuasion, but it's also about getting all those folks to the poll.
And for Warren supporters, including Emily Schatzo of Cambridge, the message seems to be resonating.
People are pouring in to canvas and make phone calls, and it's we realize that in Cambridge we have to have 100% of our voters out who are for Elizabeth Warren.
Warren supporters are expected to knock on hundreds of thousands of doors this weekend, right through Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.